For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast, text message here real quick. Have you all acknowledged Cal McNair shotgunning a beer on stage at NRG? We did. We spent a few minutes on it, but we know people dip in and out of this show, especially this time of day with your commute. And the hotkey was not working for Cal, so he had to get a Sean Pendergast verbal acknowledgement. So, Ben, let's give Cal his just
acknowledgement.
Yeah, we acknowledge Cal McNair for shotgunning.
And also, and for the, as Hannah told it to Sean T. Pendergast, Cub reporter, that Cal did that because they had wanted all the Texans players there to shotgun a beer. Cal said, hey, it's in season. I'll do it.
Yes.
I'll do it. Even though we didn't know how to shotgun a beer.
Right.
Which is, it's kind of nice. Okay, think about every movie you've ever watched where there's some rich little bastard kid, the teenager that, you know, drives a Mercedes and is a jerk to everybody, and also meanwhile is living like he's, you know, living in Hollywood or something. Cal's the opposite of that. He maintains an innocence despite having a, you know, well, plus Cal, you know, Cal, they didn't get really, really rich until Cal was already an adult, so he didn't have that silver spoon upbringing the
right,
way people might
right.
assume.
Oh, he's got a definite everyman quality, dude. Absolutely. Yeah, he's, that's, it's been an amazing couple years for Cal McNair. It's been really cool to see. So, yes, we did acknowledge him. We did not acknowledge C.J. Stroud's cowboy hat. Someone's asking us to do that. We'll acknowledge it.
Acknowledge me!
We'll acknowledge C.J. Stroud wearing a cowboy hat.
C.J. Stroud will definitely be part of, some of the rodeo trail rides this year.
Yeah, if he's in town,
I think
for sure.
Yeah, he's got the lay of the land a little bit. He's starting to get the rhythm of a year in the life of Houston. He's probably now seeing what a big deal the rodeo is.
Yes.
And I could see him. And it's not going to – I'm also intrigued – I need to see him up on Cade Stover's farm. Not yes. near any heavy machinery.
Yeah.
Not near any heavy machinery. But I the fact that those two are such good friends.
Yeah.
And yet CJ grows up in Southern California and Cade Stover grows up on a farm in rural Ohio. I need to see CJ on the farm. I bet CJ would go up there for a week and come back to Texas and buy a ranch.
Dude.
I think he'd really appreciate just actually being out there, waking up at dawn and
process
seeing what it's like on a farm
yeah.
and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And he ends up getting a place a couple hours outside of Houston.
That'd be fun. That would be fun. And you know what? The Texans for sure would send a camera crew to film the whole thing because they are cranking out some really good content these
really
days.
Really good cinematic quality content.
It's amazing, the stuff. Shout out to the you know what? Acknowledge the Texans digital media
acknowledge
team.
Me!
Cranking out some really good content, man.
Who's the baseball player, the former Astro, that after he was no longer with the Astros, remember he injured himself stepping in a hole on his ranch? But he had bought a ranch when he first got to Houston. I'm blanking completely. The text line will have this already. But, like, yeah, I could see CJ just be like, late to the, you know, a gentleman farmer. Or gentleman rancher.
I like it. I just Googled Houston Astro injured on ranch and nothing's coming up right now.
Well, he wasn't an Astro when he got injured.
Oh, okay.
He was, yeah.
Should have put former. Damn it. All right, let's get to what I teased. The rookie quarterbacks this weekend, you know, the six quarterbacks drafted in the top 12, Drake May was the only one that was sort of an afterthought. Drake May wasn't even the best rookie quarterback on his own team. Joe Milton was getting all the love on New England. But Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, J.J. McCarthy,
yeah,
Michael Penix Jr., and Bo Nix all put up, well, Jaden Daniels is only in for one drive, but he was 2 for 3. And you pointed out earlier, Seth, a going into business for himself deep shot.
He went rogue.
Yeah.
Well, he went, you know, it was interesting. It's, the head coach didn't approve, but Cliff Kingsbury was all
right
about it. He called his own. He checked out of a more conservative play into an all vertical routes, deep shot downfield.
Yep.
Yeah.
Led a touchdown drive, scored the touchdown himself on a nice zone read. But Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, J.J. McCarthy, Bo Nix, Michael Penix Jr., all had really, really solid to very good outings. And the thing that Texan fans need to pay attention to, two of those three you could face in the first 3 weeks of the season. You
right.
will face, barring injury, you will face Caleb Williams in week two. And I don't know, man, if J.J. McCarthy keeps lighting things up, maybe the Vikings go, hey, you know what? Let's roll with the rookie instead of Sam Darnold.
I got excited about Caleb Williams because, look, he's in the NFC. The Texans aren't going to see them all the time. But it's got the makings of a potentially really good battle. Now, it was two series in the preseason versus the Bills starters, but it was also, you know, the classic preseason vanilla defense that you're facing. But all of the good things that you would hope to see out of Caleb Williams, he provided in those two series. So it's you got to do it over the course of a whole game, an entire season, yada, yada, yada. It was an impressive two series. It was a very, very impressive couple of series. So without reading too much into it, if I were a Bears fan, I would be over the moon right now in anticipation. It was very impressive.
Well, especially when you juxtapose it to Justin Fields, who, as you pointed out earlier, was still doing a lot of Justin Fields thing for the Steelers, because that was the big decision last year in February and March for the Bears was, do we stick with Justin Fields for another year or do we draft Caleb? I mean, they made the right. I feel safe saying one preseason game in, they made the right decision in drafting Caleb Williams.
There was a screen to the running back that it was to DeAndre Swift, right?
Yes. Yes.
Who looked very good also.
He did.
Like the offseason, the Bears offseason so far, two series into it, looks really good. But on the first TV copy, I was like, oh, I don't know. Caleb Williams made a hell of a throw, like under duress. But I was like, I don't know if that was smart. You go back and watch from a different angle, and it was a really smart, good throw for five, you know, it was a 5 yards in the air, but it was very impressive. And he did a few very impressive things in the game.
Yeah. So, so we nervous about either of these guys if we face them in week two or three, the Texans?
I think that Caleb Williams is still going to be a rookie and that he'll be seeing things that he hasn't seen yet in the NFL. So I'm not nervous. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited that look, he's in the running for, you know, from the get-go, not just based on the last performance, but he's a potential rookie of the year,
yep.
offensive rookie of the year. I think the Texans hopefully have enough tricks up their sleeve and just flat out the pass rush that they can generate without any tricks up their sleeve, then I'm not overly worried about it.
On the text page, people are suggesting Carlos Lee. Is that who you're thinking?
Yes, it was Carlos Lee. Thank
Carlos
you.
Lee. Carlos Lee had a big ranch. Probably still does.
One of the things he was excited about coming to Houston for was that he realized, like, oh, I can buy thousands of acres here.
The team would give him a couple days off at rodeo time to go buy more livestock at the livestock show and rodeo here. He would come back he'd leave Florida for a couple of days to go buy a couple more cows to put on his farm or whatever.
I remember when he got injured stepping in a hole on his ranch, people thought it was one of those classic, you know, fake baseball injury reports where they come up with somebody sneezed and broke a rib.
Yeah.
Somebody got a massage and broke a rib. No, I think that sounded like the most legitimate off-field injury is that, he was out on his ranch. Sometimes you step in a hole. It happens.
Right. Some people are suggesting Jeff Kent. No, he got hurt washing his truck. That's how Jeff Kent got hurt. He may have a ranch somewhere. I don't know, but he got hurt.
Jeff Kent couldn't be a rancher because he wouldn't be able to get along with the cows. Notorious interpersonal and interbovine issues. Yes.
That's who I want to see get on a ranch with Cade Stover, Jeff Kent, so Cade Stover can punch him in the face.
Dude, if you can't get along with humans, good luck getting along with a cow.
Yeah.
Those stupid.
Yeah. All right. We, Seth, we are done. We're out of time here on a Monday.
Oh, no. Oh, Monday. Yeah. But yeah. you guys get Texans Radio.
Absolutely.
And get John Harris's expert opinion on everything that happened this weekend. John did very well in the booth, I thought.
I thought he did
really
great.
A really good TV effort by him. Yes.
Yep. Him and ND were awesome. All right. So we'll turn things over, pass the baton to John Harris and Mark Vandermeer. Seth, antibodies to you, my friend.
Antibodies to you as well, my friend.
We'll see you tomorrow at 6 a.m. We'll see all of you. We'll see all of you tomorrow at 6 a.m. John Harris, Mark Vandermeer up next. In the Loop after that, The Drive after that, Area 45 after that. We've got you covered all day long here on Sports Radio 610.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.